know, as they say, sometimes all politics is local. In that case, you know, they have to show to their domestic audience that they are tougher, they are going to stand against the United States. So they will focus on soft targets, you know. They will increase, for example, the enrichment of uranium and continue their nuclear program. But I think they will know any war between Iran and the United States is not going to be, it is not a winnable war. They know that they cannot stand against the United States. You know, they cannot fight the United States. You know, it still, you know, has the most, you know, powerful military on earth, you know. They mean also President Trump is unpredictable, even though I don't think that President Trump is really genuinely and seriously interested in going, you know, to war against Iran. So I think they have to please their supporters. They will focus on soft targets in the Middle East. And maybe, you know, other foreign leaders or countries like, you know, European Union, like Germany and others might intervene and help de-escalate, you know, the situation here. So we might see, you know, backdoor diplomacy, but it is even though neither the United States nor Iran is interested basically in going to war against each other, but that doesn't mean that the United States cannot be dragged into another war in the Middle East, even though the chances are not that high at this moment.
Gamal Gassim, you are Associate Professor of Area and Global Studies and Political Science at Grand Valley State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.